house or in a field or anything like that. Early church tradition understood that Jesus was born in a cave where they stayed adjacent to a house, a community of homes, because there was no room for him anywhere. And so Mary and Joseph made room in a cave on that night and a hard animal feeding trough for the Savior of the world. Which, by the way, leads us to some really fantastic memes, especially in 2023. I love memes. Here's my favorite one from this season. Dude, there's a baby in the salad, right? I like that one. One of my favorites. There was no room for the Savior, so they had to make room wherever they could in a stone manger filled with hay after a 60-mile journey in a bustling town where everyone had come for the census. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. I'm not sure Mary was thinking that as she laid her head on a rock to sleep on that night. So what does that mean to make room for, what does it mean to make room for Jesus in your heart as Mary and Joseph had to make room on that unexpected night? Well, I was wrestling with that question all week, and I was thinking of all these fun stories and mnemonic devices and fun ways to remember how to make room for Jesus. But really, honestly, you can't just make room for Jesus in your life. Jesus is not just one thing you create space for in your busy schedule. He's not just one more thing you shove in the midst of everything that's going on in your life and hope that it works out. Jesus is the one that our lives must be centered around. To make room for Jesus means to clear out the entire room, put him in the center, and start putting things back in that he calls you to put into your life. Because really no one made room for him on that night. There was no room for the Savior of the world, so he showed up in the lowest of places. In an unexpected way, among the unexpected, amongst the animal salad, amongst the manger, in a forgotten corner of Bethlehem. Though there was no room, here comes the Savior making his way to us. Emmanuel, God with us. God himself came to us in the midst of our busy hearts and busy lives and inserts himself into our story. The good news of Christmas is that God's Son came down to us, lived as we did, walked as we did, and was the way to life for us who needed it the most. On that unexpected night, the Son of God came down, born of a virgin, to live among us and to be among us. Jesus, God the Son, among his people, not far away, but near us and with us and moving into our neighborhood. And as Jesus grows up and begins to live, he shows the people what it means to love God and love others. He sat with and healed the ones the world forgot about, in the lowest of places, the sick, the homeless, and the lame. He forgave sin and encouraged people to live a life that pursues after God and God's glory. He welcomed the ones that the world despised to the dinner table to reveal God's love for them and to call them to change their ways. He lived a perfect life in communion with the Father, listening to his voice and obeying him at every turn. And those in power didn't like change, and as Jesus freely showed God's love to others, some fought back, and they had Jesus arrested, convicted, and sentenced to death through the death sentence of the day, the cross. And so Jesus is crucified at the end of his earthly life with common criminals on either side of him. But then, just as on the day of his birth, something unexpected happens. 3 days later, Jesus is raised from the dead by the Father, who gives him victory over sin, and victory over death, and victory over evil. Jesus has come to forgive our sin and set us free. The invitation on this Christmas Eve is for you to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. The invitation for you is to clean out your room and put Jesus in the center. He has come to save. He has come to set free. He's come to reign over God's beloved creation. This is the good news of Christmas, that the Savior is here among us. Tonight we celebrate the birth of our Savior, the one who comes to make things right, to restore us back to God, and to give us hope in a broken world. So let's hear those words one more time. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. Let's stand this evening and sing of this great joy born to us. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Joy to the world, the Lord.